the Dave Ryan the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. I'm Fallon. Jenny's here. Drake is here. Dave will be back on Tuesday. I think today is the day he actually flies out to California. He's going out there with his son Carson, and they're going to look for apartments because it's where Carson wants to live once he's finished with college. And I think he's finished with college in like August.
Oh, I thought that he graduated this past semester.
Well, he finished his in-person classes, but I think he still has a few more.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Sense.
Finishing up some other things. But we're going to play our weekly game. This one's called Lyric Shuffle, and Jenny is our host.
Okay, so I'm going to randomly have a word spit out from a machine of audio effects. And then you have about five seconds to sing a song that has that word in it.
Yeah.
There are a few exceptions in terms of if you pluralize it or you add an ing. Usually you can't do that.
But you're the judge.
But I will be the judge of that.
Okay.
And remember, you can steal if the other person doesn't get it, but you cannot steal until that other person has given up their 5 seconds.
Balance.
That's what you do, not me.
No.
Okay, here we go. Drake, you're going first today. Here you go.
Okay.
Games.
Stop playing games with my heart. That's all I got.
I'm gonna give you one more chance.
Games.
You're on the right track, but you really messed up one of the mates.
Playing games with. I don't know. I don't. It's. Don't.
I can't
go,
give
don't
it to you.
I know because
I can't. Give
I can.
It
can I feel it?
This. Go ahead, Fallon.
Well, what you were trying to sing is quit playing games with my heart. But I can feel it.
Stop.
Hey, if you won't let me have that point, I can have another one.
What do you have?
These foolish games are daring me.
That's Jewel. A good one, Fallon. You will get a point on that one. Drake, I'm sorry.
It was
a crucial lyric that you can't miss.
I mean, you know what? I just felt bad. You know, I just wanted to give Fallon up on the board at the start here. Just helping her out here.
She's on the board, so good luck. Okay, Fallon, your turn. Here you go.
Week. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Not had an online raise. One day since you have to be.
She got the main part correct. I will give you
one
that
week.
One, Fallon.
What song is that?
It's Bare Naked Ladies. One week, I think. Since you looked at me. Not your eyes and things and sorry. 3 days since you laughed at me. And I'm sorry. And Lord's.
So there you go.
Very fast, Drake.
Now you know what the song is.
Sure.
Okay, Drake, it's 2-0, but it's your turn, Drake. Here you go. Something.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
So depressing.
An emotional one.
I was going to go with Justin Timberlake's and Chris Stapleton. Or is that Chris Stapleton that's on with him? Something? Yeah. I was going to go with that, but no, it went real depressing with that
one.
I
had nothing. I'm really happy.
Something just like this by Coldplay?
Yeah. I know that now that you said it.
I don't even know how it goes.
Something just like this.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We are all so bad at singing.
I know. We have been told so many times, stop singing so much on the show. I think we've only sung more.
I agree. Also, everyone's really sad what you did to the Backstreet Boys, Drake. They're like, poor Backstreet Boys. Stop playing games with my heart.
Okay, quit and stop. It's the same thing.
That was a pretty spot on impression, I think I did.
Okay, Drake's on the board. It's 2-1. Fallon in the lead. Fallon's turn right now.
Red. Red, wine, you make me feel so fine. So fine all of the time.
that's not Shaggy, is it?
No,
who is that?
It's UB40.
Oh, yeah.
But
red wine. Oh,
doesn't
I love
it go
that song.
Red wine? Is
it
that
does.
A different part?
Oh. It's a breakdown. It's the breakdown.
I don't know if I've ever recognized that part, but I'm going to give it to you.
Sometimes your girl has to bring the breakdown of song. Red wine, you make me feel so fine. So fine all of the time.
Good job. Love okay, Fallon has 3. Drake has 1. Here you go. Ooh. Drake's turn.
Style.
Oh, Taylor Swift style. I literally can't think of it off the top. I don't know. I can't think of it.
I'm sorry, sir. That does not work. Fallon, do you want to steal?
It's no. I mean, it's, but at this point, no. I mean, it's just, it is Taylor Swift style.
You could
That's
have
the
also
only
gone this route.
Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. That song didn't even come into my head at all.
Psy was at Jingle Ball one year, and that was like the only song
he
had.
We had a Jingle Ball?
Yeah, he, and I don't think he was at many of the Jingle Balls. I think he came, we were like one of the, because he has not been to America many times, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he performed that, I think, three times?
Two times.
Two times.
He did it once. Every other artist on the Jingle Ball lineup ran to the side of the stage to watch it. And then he was like, let's do it again, and did it a second time. And because he closed the show, and it was insane.
I'm so jealous I wasn't there,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay, we're going to do one more for Fallon. If you get this, you will have won.
Okay.
Officially. So here you go, Fallon.
Lose. You gotta lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it, you never let it go. You only get one shot, did not miss your chance to blow, because opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Good job,
Thank
Fallon.
You
have won today, wow. 4-1. Sorry, wow. Drake. Fallon is the champion.
No, you know, I mean, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
It's always got
yeah, it's
excuse.
Good. No, it's all right. It's the game was just tilted a little bit towards balance.
Stop playing games with my heart. No. Stop playing games with my heart.
Jenny,
stop
you need playing. More rasp. You need more Chris Griffin to it.
Stop playing games with my heart.
Creed. Creed.
No, it has to be higher pitch than what you just gave.
Stop playing games with my heart.
That's true.
That voice. Oh my God. Such a great voice.
Okay, we're going to come back in just a second with Dave Cancels Your Trip on Younce Up. That should be fun for people.
At least we don't sound like that. The Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
All right. We asked for some help from you last week or earlier this week with an idea that I had called Dave Cancels Your Trip because everybody's going somewhere on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some emails. Here's one. It says, hey, we are a blended family of seven. We're supposed to go into Disney World. We were supposed to go to Disney World in March of 2020. And 1 week to the day before, it was canceled due to COVID. My husband planned the entire trip. And anybody who's ever been to Disney, you know planning a Disney trip is almost like having a full-time job.
It is.
He spent so much time, effort, and money into this trip. When it was canceled, he was devastated. More so than the kids, I think. LOL. 2 years later, we decided we're going to try it again. Countless hours planning and planning. We're all set to go the first week in March. If this trip were to be canceled, I know he would lose it.
Great.
Please consider us for this prank.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I'm calling for Joseph.
Speaking.
Hey, Joseph. My name is Stu, and I was asked to call you from Andrea. And she's been helping you with your Disney vacation, right?
Oh, hey, yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm calling from Disney Properties, and I'm looking at your reservation. I've got you at the Holiday Inn. Let's see, the Orange Lake Resort, two-bedroom villa. That looks like it's March 6th through the 12th, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, at that particular resort right now, I think we can work this out, but that is not actually available right now. And I think what happened is somebody who was newer booked that with Andrea. Did Andrea book that or did you book that yourself?
Andrea booked that.
Okay. We cannot get you in March 6th through the 12th. What we can do is the very next week, it is wide open. If you arrived on the 13th and left on the 19th, would that work out for you?
No. How come Andrea's not calling me?
Well, this is a little bit above her pay grade, so she wanted me to call you and let you kind of know that this was a bit of a problem. So, you know, I can try to...
Yeah, no, it's a huge problem. I'm a mixed family. You got more than, like, one school district involved. You know, kids miss the school.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but I've got kids, too. And, you know, missing a couple of days of school is really not that big of a deal. Are they particularly gifted kids?
That's not the point. The point is I don't have a place to stay in Disney.
Well, I'm just saying if they're really smart kids, then missing a couple of days of school. But if they're not the smartest kids, then it's...
Well, you tell that to my ex-wife and see how she reacts. I still get the wrath. You know?
Okay, so all right.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, well, you know, this... I'm going to tell you something. I get a little tired of people like you making my job harder than it needs to be. Because all I'm trying...
Okay, how am I making it harder, sir?
I am trying to just make it easier by moving your trip to the next week. And all I'm getting is a little blowback. And all I'm trying to do is do my job. I'm going
to
put you guys down.
You have to understand my frustration, sir. I mean, you have to understand. This is the second time we're booking Disney. And this is the second time we got to make huge adjustments. I mean, someone messed...
Yeah, second time we're booking Disney. Second time, gonna make a choice.
David.
So I'm gonna put you guys down for March the next week, March 13th through the 19th.
Oh, bye.
Call him back. Call him back.
Oh boy.
Hope he answers.
I'm gonna let you off the hook. This is Dave Ryan over at KWB. It is not Disney.
Oh, are you kidding me?
When
I was going to freak out.
Well, you kind of did.
Book Disney with COVID.
You kind of did freak out a little bit when you hung up, and then I freaked out. I thought, oh my God, he's going to go slug somebody. And
I just wanted to make a phone call to the person that's planning my trip. I was going to curse her out.
Yeah, Andrea had nothing to do with that. I think it was your wife. Does this sound like something your wife would put me up to?
Yeah, I guess. That's hilarious.
That is from Jenny. So
he is the calmest human I've ever heard.
That's how
Jake would respond. But if it was happening to me, I would, especially when you mocked and he just stayed quiet, I would have.
Oh, gotta get the kids in school.
Well, if your kids are smart, it won't be a problem for them.
Making fun of the kids. Alrighty. I still get fired up, and it didn't even happen to me. So, hey, Dave's Dare is coming up next. A huge celebrity. The big festival that happened this weekend was Glastonbury Festival. A lot of artists there, a lot of celebrities in attendance. And this celebrity's credit card got declined not once, not twice, but three times at various places throughout the festival, leaving them pretty embarrassed and red in the face. I'll tell you who it was coming up next in Dave's Dirt.
1.3 KDWB.
So you may not know Princess Beatrice like that much, but she's, if you saw a picture of her, you'd probably recognize her if you know anything about the royal family. Well, she was at Glastonbury the other day, and so she went to get, you know, some different things, you know, little snackies and stuff, but her credit card was declined three separate times, and she was basically at the food court just trying to get a snack, and I don't know what happened or why her card kept getting declined. But she was pretty embarrassed. That's like such an embarrassing situation. I've had that happen before, like traveling. You know, you forget to tell your credit card company or something.
Yeah.
Or I have like a Chase credit card, and it's one of those really heavy ones.
Yep.
And if it's a swipe only machine, it's one of those you can tap and insert the chip. But for some reason, the swipe, even though it has a swipe, it never works right. And then Jake and I scramble to find like another card.
Right.
It's like just such an embarrassing situation. We haven't talked about this in a while, but there is a little bit of an update on Brittany Griner. As you remember, she's a WNBA star, and she was in Moscow. And they've been holding her because they said that they found some like hash oil on her. So she's been like imprisoned there, and it's been a really bad situation. Well, she was in Moscow courtroom today for a preliminary hearing. And a judge extended her detention for another 6 months.
Seriously?
So they're still not letting her go. Her wife is here. It's been horrible. At the hearing, which was held behind closed doors, the judge also announced a July 1st start date for her criminal trial. She is charged with cannabis possession after she was arrested at a Moscow airport in February and has been detained ever since. So since February, she's been there. If convicted, she could face 10 years in prison. The U.S. government says Griner is being wrongfully detained and is working to secure her release. On Saturday, Congress passed a bipartisan resolution to push for her release. So hopefully they figure that out soon, because that has got to be so terrifying for her and her entire family. Just like terrifying. Also, 5 Seconds of Summer had a really scary situation happen during their show Sunday night in Houston. Ashton Irwin, he's the drummer, he suffered what looked like stroke-like symptoms right in the middle of the show. He's 27 years old. They had to, like, carry him off stage. Crew members had to carry him to a waiting ambulance. He was rushed to a hospital, and he tweeted that, "I suffered from an intense migraine brought on by exhaustion and overheating. It made me lose my vision. It gave me symptoms of stroke in the left side of my body, and because of that, they have canceled the North American shows on their Take My Hand World Tour." Very, very scary situation. And Britney Spears, her ex, you know, he stalked her at her wedding. Mm-hmm. And by ex, I mean Jason Alexander, the guy she had her first marriage with, which was a super crazy, like, late night drunken wedding in Vegas where they annulled it like the next day.
Yeah, it was only like 48 hours.
Yes. Yeah, he basically showed up at her wedding. They had to basically have people take him off the premises. Britney was stressing out. It was a whole bad situation. And he's been in jail since her wedding day. He remains behind bars because he's unable to make the $100,000 bail. And I'm not surprised to hear that at all. Do we have audio?
I think
we've had just a little behind the scenes. We've had like computer issues throughout the morning, so I've kind of been playing it by ear. And if we have audio,
our favorite IT guy, Jeff, I know.
Shout out, Jeff! Woo.
If you hear some like scrolling of an old janky keyboard, yeah, hear that?
That's Jeff. He just moved my roller chair and was on the ground and removed like a panel with a knife, and he was like in there. He's like, I don't know. The only references I have are old references. Like, I was going to say MacGyver. No one knows who that is anymore.
People know what MacGyver means.
I think they know MacGruber from SNL, and even that's old at this point. So, anyway, he's fixing things around us as we speak. Lizzo was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden, and they sang the song Juice. And here's a little clip of it. It's number 8.
Okay.
I have the full video up, by the way. All right, so you can see the full video up on our blog, Fallon at DaveRyanShow.com. We have group therapy coming up next. It is one of the weirdest group therapies ever because it's gonna feel a little middle school, I think.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily require you to call in with advice. It's more in between some people.
I am curious. We're facilitating. There will be two people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where you get to be a fly on the wall for a very weird conversation. We would like your reaction to this.
Yes.
It's coming up next in group therapy on KDWB. It's the Dave Ryan The Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. We're going to do a little group therapy.
101.3 KDWB. The Dave Ryan Show.
Group therapy. Okay, I'd like to start off by saying that we got this. We went back and forth that we were going to do this. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Because maybe this will be another KDWB love connection. And yeah, it's going to be...
We did it recently with Nolan, who was on TikTok.
That's true.
And we brought in a bunch of ladies.
I would not call this a group therapy. I would call this a facilitation for Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi, guys.
All right. So Morgan emailed us. We get funny situations like this all the time where people talk about... we had someone actually message us a while ago, and they thought their doctor was super hot, and they wanted to know how to approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, don't.
Yeah.
Basically,
you put a doctor in a really bad situation, so you can't.
But Morgan has a funny situation, and I'm going to let you explain what's going on at your work. So, Morgan, what's going on?
Okay. So, I work with mostly girls, and about a month ago, we actually got a guy on the team, and he is gorgeous. Like, he is so hot. And so me and two of the other single girls are just absolutely like obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
This is so silly, but he eats Cheetos at lunch every day. So we started calling him Chester, so that we could talk about him when he's around, and he wouldn't know.
Right.
Yeah, so. I mean, it also works. It also works because, you know, he's flaming hot.
Flaming hot Cheetos are my jam.
I just side note. Jenny told me she used to do this also.
Yeah.
When you and your friends had high school. You had nicknames for these guys.
Yeah, like there was this one guy, his name was Jake Russell. We called him JR. Like we were so...
Oh, that's so discreet. So discreet. It's his initials.
But we had a nickname for every guy we had a crush on. So yeah. That, like, because we used to like pass notes in class and stuff like that. So we would like always talk in code.
Gotcha. Okay, so Morgan, you and your two coworkers are kind of similar to this. You nicknamed him that so that you can kind of talk about him and he won't know.
Yeah, like, and I mean, I know this is totally a middle school approach, but we're kind of wondering if he's, you know, like, I'm kind of wondering if he's interested in any of us, and I want to find out.
Oh, I take it, so you and your other coworkers all like...
Can we say their names, by the way?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Emily and Lydia.
Okay, so it's Morgan, Emily, and Lydia. You three.
Yeah.
Horned up ladies sit around talking about Chester. And how can I ask how old you are? I know you're supposed to ask a lady your age. I imagine, are you in your early 20s?
Mid-20s.
Mid-20s, okay. So have you guys discussed someone just asking, or you just all agreed and your final decision on how to figure this out was to email a radio station?
We can be a little crazy, I guess.
No, honestly, I am thankful for this because, which I'm happy that we came to mind for you to do this. Okay, so you want us to get him, what's his name?
Will.
You want us to get Will on the phone and just say, hey, Will, do you have a crush on any of your three coworkers that have a crush on you?
Why not?
Why not?
I love these juicy,
okay, let's be honest. Like,
stuff.
When me and my girlfriends had crushes on the same guy in high school,
yeah,
we always knew which one like they wanted to, like the guy might have a crush on more.
Yeah.
So do you think that Will has a crush on you or one of the other girls more? Like, who do you think he potentially might like?
Of course, like I hope it's me, but I kind of have this gut feeling that he's into Emily.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I will say also, she did write in her email that it's not an HR situation because other coworkers date. Because I know that is a curiosity.
Yeah.
I also, like, I do want to make sure if he did pick, let's say, Emily, who you think he might pick, is this going to cause issues between you three girls?
No, of course not. We're all adults. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know about that sound in her voice.
We're all adults, but we need you to see which one. We need him to circle yes or no on one of us.
Yes.
I know. It sounds ridiculous.
Okay, well.
No, it will not cause a problem between us.
Okay, well, we haven't completely blindsided Will. We would never do that to someone. We did kind of give him a heads up on what was going on to see if he would come on the radio with us. And he actually did agree to this. Will, were you listening during that entire time?
Hey, yes, I was.
Okay. Was this a surprising thing to hear, Will, that Morgan and your two other coworkers that you know, I'm guessing, Emily and Lydia, they all have a little pet name for you?
Well, they haven't really been the most discreet with it.
So you knew.
Did you know they call you Chester?
Yeah, I've heard it a few times. And I mean, yeah, I love Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So
I
eat them quite a lot.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Man, I would have a tummy ache at work every day.
Jenny, can you not bring your stomach issues into one conversation?
That's not what this is about.
God. All right. Well, we're just going to get down to it, okay? Because, honestly, this is one of the funniest things we've ever done. But what do you think about Morgan, basically? We're trying to figure out if you have a mutual crush on any of these gals. What do you think about Morgan?
Morgan is so nice.
Oh, no.
I really, we get to talk a lot at work, and she is a really great friend.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I've just been friend-zoned.
You've totally been friend-zoned.
Yeah. He couldn't really make it more clear than what he just did.
Okay, well, then let's just go through them all. I feel like, Will, I'm not going to put you on the spot with Morgan anymore. What do you think about Lydia?
Lydia, she's a great coworker. She's just a bit sometimes. She gets to be a bit much.
That's what people say about me and Jenny.
Like sounds like a no for Lydia there.
Okay, well, Emily is the one that Morgan predicted, if you liked any of them, would be the one you'd be into. So what about Emily? Come on, well, we need at least one.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just put it this way. I don't ask anyone else if they need coffee every morning when I come into work. So.
Oh, you've been getting Emily some coffee on the side, Morgan. You forgot that detail.
I knew it.
See, she had the hunch, and she knew it.
Yep.
I did. I had the hunch, and I was correct.
Well, Morgan, I'm sorry because it didn't work out for you, but, I mean, this is good news for Emily, and you said it wouldn't cause any issues at work between you guys,
no.
Right? No. Okay.
She's good. Never talking to her not. Ever again.
I know. Will, are you going to go as a Flamin' Hot Cheeto for Halloween now?
If I can find the costume, I'd
be fun. Oh, my man. God. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you doing this. I do want to ask Will, because, I mean, if you're just universally smoking hot, can you send us a picture of yourself so that we can post it online? Because everyone wants to know what Chester looks like.
I'm going to say no to that.
No. We pushed it.
We went too far. That was too far. You're right.
Radio is as far as I'll go.
Okay. I respect that. Well, Morgan, Will, thank you for your time today. I'm glad we could facilitate this beautiful crush situation. Good luck to you and Emily, Will, if things move forward.
Yeah, we'll be expecting an invite to the wedding because just remember that we caused this relationship to potentially happen.
It's all because of us. Yes, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Have all a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. This is like, I honestly, this is the kind of stuff I needed when I was in college.
I love this drama so much. I love like figuring stuff out because like I like getting the inside of like what other people's workplaces are like.
Yeah,
and this is just like a perfect just scenario for us to kind of get that insight.
The good news is I feel like Morgan sounds like very level headed.
Yeah.
Like, she's definitely not going to be hurt by the fact that he clearly like was into Emily.
She knew. She's like, oh no, I've been friend zoned immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
I never had like needed someone to facilitate for me. I just did not wait. I would always be like, hey, I like you. You like me. And they'd always be like, I see you as a friend. And I always like, no. I was always friend zoned. And that's fine. It worked out eventually. So, Morgan, it will work out eventually. Don't worry.
Just not with Chester.
No. All right. You want to do a little what's on your radar? All right. Jenny, I'm going to let you go first. This is something where we kind of talk about what's on our radar right now. It could be a TV show, podcast, restaurant, a new pair of socks that you're into.
Oh, speaking of a new pair of something, let me tell you about the new pair of sleeping shorts.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I understand.
No, go ahead.
I understand that this will not work for most people, but I just got this 3-pack of sleeping shorts from Costco, and they are the coziest things, and I believe they were $10. Andrew did buy them for me because our dog, Mickey, has ate most of my sleeping shorts because she's a nasty.
She's nasty.
She's nasty.
She loves eating poop and Jenny's shorts and underwear, so you do the math.
So anyway, back to the sleeping shorts. There's a 3-pack for $10 you could get at Costco. And Costco always changes their stuff around. Like, you might get something 1 week and then not see it there for another 3 months. Oh. So, like, just know that I got these last weekend. So in the St. Louis Park
Is it a specific brand? Or is it like their brand?
I did take a picture of
We post
one of
these
the packs.
Up on the Dave Ryan the Morning Show Instagram stories in case you missed this so that you can always find what's on our radar.
It's called Jane and Bleeker is the brand. So yeah, they're just like super cozy, cottony, and they like don't ride up your buns too high because I got a pair from Target recently. And let me tell you, that's about a thong when I go to sleep in them, and it's so uncomfortable. So
Jenny does love these shorts. She has brought them up every day. Since she got them in some conversation, she can't stop.
It's such a good deal.
$10 is good.
And they're comfy, and it's taken me a very long time to find good sleeping shorts since Mickey has ate all of my good ones.
Where did you get them from?
Costco.
I don't have a membership.
Literally, you were not kidding when you said, Fallon, that she brings up Costco every day.
Yeah.
My only flex. It is. I have nothing else. Okay?
Let her have it, Drake. Let her have it.
Let her have it.
Okay. What's my radar is going to be way lamer than Jenny's. I'm really into the new flavor that Spindrift has out, the blood orange flavor. It is so good. It's the best. Because I love, I know not everyone loves sparkling water, but a lot of people do. I used to be a LaCroix lady, and then I was like, gross, Spindrift. But now I feel like LaCroix tastes really fakey to me, and I can't drink it. So I'm all about Spindrift, and I have been for a while. Used to be the tea and lemon were my favorite one, but now they have a blood orange, and it's amazing. Amazing. Drake, what's on your radar?
So this isn't really a new show, but it's one that a new season just came out, and I am binging it so hard right now. Have you guys ever watched The Umbrella Academy?
I already watched it.
Oh. I haven't, but I know I've heard of it.
There's a lot of people that I'm surprised they don't know about the show.
What's it about?
It's basically like, think of like a superhero kind of family group, and they're kind
put
of
put into an academy.
Yeah, they're put into academy, and they have to like save the world, basically.
It sounds like X-Men.
No, it's very interesting because, like, everyone has very unique superpowers. So, for instance, like, this kind of spoils maybe some things in the first season, but one guy can time travel.
Okay.
And he, like, used his powers too early. Like, they all go through this training, and mm-hmm. he got stuck in a different
time period yeah.
and couldn't get back. And so, like, there's just so much backstory behind how all their powers affected something. So, yeah. It's not just, like, they go out and save the world. It's like one girl has super crazy powers that causes an apocalypse.
Okay.
And so, like, it's just like a crazy backstory. But yeah, the third season just came out this last week, and I binged it.
It's
yeah.
on Netflix?
It's good.
On Netflix. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. okay. It's a Netflix original series. Super good. Umbrella Academy.
All right. What's called. We'll post all these up on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show Instagram stories in case you missed them and you want to check those out.